baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. Know that lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your sweet face.
This is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody. As always, Thursdays at 5 on this lovely Spec show. And today, I have a very special guest, and it's been a long time coming, everyone. Please put your hands together for the one and only Miss Hannah Friedman. Hannah, how are you doing today?
I am doing so well.
This is Hannah, but aside from my mom, is probably my biggest fan on the Spec,
sure,
and I think that's a pretty fair assessment. Ooh, it's getting a little feedback here. But how you doing today, Hannah? It's a nice wintry day.
It's definitely really cold, but honestly, I'm just so happy to be here. Like, if y'all could see the smile on my face, oh, it's just bringing the warmth to the day.
Yeah, Hannah is one of, like I said before, one of my biggest fans on the Spec. And another thing, Hannah suggests a lot of the music that you hear on the show. Lawrence, you got Lake Street Dive. There's a lot of music. Some of my favorite stuff Hannah's really into as well. So I got to give you a lot of credit for a lot of the stuff that happens on this show. So excited to have Hannah on the program today. Another great thing that Hannah did today is made an entire playlist of songs. So I don't have to do much work at all. I'm just going to go down this playlist. We're going to talk about some of your songs, hang out, have a good time. I'm going to figure out why there's this weird feedback happening right now, but we'll deal with it in a sec. We're just going to get it going right away with Don't You Want Me by the Human League. Here we go, everybody.
As a witch.
that was Don't You Want Me by the Human League, an absolute classic to start out today. So, Hannah, something that I asked all my guests on this show is, where are you from? And usually, I feel like this isn't a diss at where you're from, because we're both from the same place, but usually it's like people are coming from all over the world and they're all over the country, but the difference with you and me is we're both from right here. We're both from the Mass.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful Massachusetts.
So how was it for you growing up in the Massachusetts suburbs?
I mean, it was great, you know, especially in the wintertime, looking forward to those snow days.
Yeah.
We would hope and pray every night in the winter, you know, put the spoon under your pillow, all those things.
Are snow days like... I want them to still be a thing, but I feel like COVID is like phasing them out. Like, what's the deal with that?
I don't know, but I guess if you can use Zoom,
yeah,
then maybe some teachers are going to be like, well, let's all hop on Zoom.
Fair enough.
Five snow days.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't remember, like, when I was little, the winters here felt, in a weird sort of way, shorter. Like, there was more snow, and it was in less of an amount of time. It feels just long and drawn out now, and not necessarily the best way. I don't know how you feel about these long winters here in Mass, but sometimes they can get me a little down. I was in my feels.
No, that's definitely today. True. I feel like we have, like, a first winter, and then it gets warm for a week mm-hmm. or two, and we've now entered our second winter.
Fair enough, fair enough. And how was it, elementary, middle, high school for you? What was that like before you came to Tufts?
I mean, I'm the third out of four, so there was always a lot of excitement in my house.
Yeah.
And big extended family, and we all live within 15, 20 minutes of each other. So a lot of family time for all the holidays and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's take a look at this playlist here. You want to tell me a little bit about your kind of general vibe you were going for with this playlist today? I see a lot of, there's going to be a lot of James Taylor. We got some Billy Joel, of course. Well, we can go into a whole tangent about Taylor Swift in a little bit, but what made you pick some of these songs, today?
Yeah. So it definitely has to do with my family. As I was saying before, music was always a big thing in my house. Both of my brothers are musicians. And so I've listened to a lot of, you know, classic rock, I've listened to a lot of pop, I've listened to, you know, 80s, 90s, I listen to it all. I pretty much have like three genres that I enjoy most.
Nice.
We've got the dad music, which is the more classic rock. We've got the more like indie pop, and Taylor Swift. She's her own genre.
We'll get into Taylor in just a moment, but first off, we're going to go back to back. James Taylor with some classics coming at you right now.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call. Wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah. Got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, you're here together. And call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was time on the telephone line to talk about things to come, sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
That was Fire and Rain by James Taylor. Absolute classic. So at the break, while we were offline, Hannah and I were talking a little bit about like different ways that we are involved in the performing arts or have been involved in the performing arts in the past. And Hannah, you dance / still do dance a little bit, right?
Yes. So before Tufts, I was pretty much just classical ballet, a little modern. But at Tufts, I've, you know, branched out a little bit. Very maybe cool. A minor, maybe a major in dance. Ooh. We'll see. You heard it here first.
Tell me a little bit more about the dance you used to do in high school. You mentioned you did a lot of ballet. And what was that like?
It was definitely intense. We did it like 4 or 5 days a week. But it was fun. I definitely made a lot of my best friends through it. And I was very sad to leave when I was a senior, because it was kind of like every day after school, it was right to ballet.
Yeah. And comparing it to Tufts, what is the Tufts dance department like, and in what ways are you involved? How often do they have shows? What does that look like?
Yeah. So the Tufts dance department has a lot more like variety within their classes. Yeah. They have like 3 or 4 classes for each style, which is pretty cool. So you can try things out. And then people who are doing the minor have to do a capstone project. Mm. So they have like the capstone show every semester. So you can get involved in those. You don't have to be a dancer, but you can be.
Are you the type of dancer who likes to kind of experiment and choreograph your own stuff, kind of interpretive dancing along the way? Or are you more kind of just stick to the script, what's given to me kind of dancer?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely have done like some improv stuff in the past, and I've done it like summer intensives and things like that. But I like to be told what to do and make it look right.
That's fair. Yeah, I feel like I have a surprising amount of knowledge with dance as well, just because my sister's such a huge dancer. And sometimes what I like to do is she's like practicing in the house or something, and I go in and I try to like mimic it and imitate it to the... I guess I'm an interpretive dancer in a sense,
because
just make up the moves to some of the songs that she's dancing to. Anyways, enough about my stuff. So you got a lot of Taylor Swift on here too, and I feel like it's the big elephant in the room when dealing with Hannah Friedman, the Taylor Swift super fan, that we have to talk a little bit about Taylor. So it looks like we have Jump Then Fall, Taylor Swift, Sweet Nothing from the new Midnights album. That's James Taylor, not Taylor Swift. Tell me a little bit about your Taylor Swift choices on the playlist today and why you chose those.
Yeah, so the Taylor Swift on the playlist today was, I wanted something more recent so we could hear her newer voice, and then also I wanted something that was older. However, the song Jump Then Fall, while it was written a long time ago and was originally put out, it has since been re-recorded, and of course we are going to listen to the re-recorded version.
Perfect.
But she just has a song for everything, you know. Each album is a different style, in my opinion. Some people say otherwise, but
fair enough. Are you more of you like different parts of all of Taylor's albums. You're not like a new Taylor, old Taylor kind of person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like to expose myself for a second, I can name any Taylor Swift song within the first 10 seconds.
Okay. Maybe we can do a little game in the middle of the show. A little bit here.
The ride to my high school was a bit long, so I had to keep myself busy.
Fair enough. Well, I'm glad you made a little game out of it. Speaking of Taylor, let's jump right into it with Jump Then Fall. Here we go.
Jump
together. Every time you smile, I smile, and every time you shine, I shine for you.
Running home to your sweet nothings. Outside they're pushing, shoving.
You're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was nothing. Industry disruptors and soul deconstructors and smooth talking hucksters out glad handing each other. And the voices that implore you should be doing more. To you I can admit that I'm just too soft for all of it. Myself a running home to your sweet nothings. Outside they're pushing, shoving. You're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was sweet nothing. They said the end is coming. They said the end is coming. Everyone's up to something. Everyone's up to something. I find myself a running home to your sweet nothings. Outside they're pushing, shoving. Outside they're pushing, shoving. You're in the kitchen humming. You're in the kitchen humming. All that you ever wanted from me was sweet nothing.
That was Sweet Nothing by Taylor Swift from the new Midnights album. I guess it's not so new anymore. But folks, it is the exact halfway point in the show, and you know what that means. It's PSA time! And as always on the show, I have my lovely guests, when they're in, read the PSA for me. Hannah, what is our PSA today?
All right, here we go. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Yeah, I sounds good to me. I don't have a pet right now. I want a dog.
I'm sold.
Let's go. Do you have any pets?
No, I've had a fish, like multiple fish throughout the time, but
I was
no
a
longer.
Fish guy too, and he died a sad death that we won't get into right now because it'll make me sad. So let's talk a little bit more about different things you're involved in on campus. And one of the big things I know you're involved in is Tufts Hillel, and you serve as the vice president of engagement on the student Hillel board. Tell me a little bit more about what that's been like serving on the board, what your responsibilities are. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of fun, and I get to work with some great people on this campus. And as the vice president of engagement, I do a lot of work with the Instagram and with the Facebook. So if you follow at Tufts Hillel and see all the posts and stories, that's me. Or if you happen to DM it with a question, that's also me responding back to you.
Sweet. Oh, I didn't even know that until now. So there you go. This is a kind of a busy time of year for Hillel, right? You got a lot of events coming up. I know a couple, or at least the Hillel formal, there's a big formal event happening this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Tickets are still available for purchase.
Yo, I'm going to be there.
I'll be there.
It's going to be there. It's going to be insane. It's going to be a great time. And we went on this fun, this is one of the things I talk about a lot. I remember back to that there was a freshman Hillel retreat last year where we all went out to Prindle Pond, think it is, in Western Mass and had a grand old time. Yeah, Hillel's great. I've had done a lot of fun things with them, and the board is the reason why. So there you go. Let's get into a little more music so we can get... We're not going to get through probably a lot of these, unfortunately, but we'll try to get through some more right now. Just Like Heaven by The Cure. Here we go.
Thank you. Rich man. while Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
That was Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters by Elton John. Sorry, I'm like tripping over my words. I have a cold. Another class. This is just full of absolute classics, and I love it. So, one thing I ask a lot of my guests is the question, what are you passionate about? And often that leads to kind of what people are studying what they want to do in the world. And so, Hannah, tell me a little bit about like your major, what your plans are with it, what interests you with it, all that good stuff.
All right. So coming to Tufts, we'll go back a little bit. I thought I knew what I wanted to study, chemistry and education. I am studying neither of those things currently.
Nice.
And then I decided a few months in that I want like my major and my minors, majors, I want the combination to be something that's a bit silly, a bit goofy.
All right.
So when people hear it, they kind of laugh a little bit. So fair currently, enough. I'm a biopsychology major with a minor in dance and cool. Hebrew.
Cool.
So I feel like that kind of has everything I'm interested all in one, you know, education.
I feel like that's the most Tufts thing ever. They always play up in like the info sessions and stuff. Like you can be like a theater person and like a chemist or something. And
exactly.
So congrats on being like the Tufts ideal type, I guess. So what do you have any idea about like where all that's going to like lead after school? I mean, who knows? Like I'm kind of a hypocrite because I still don't know exactly what I'm doing. But do you have an idea of what you want to do with biopsych or Hebrew dance? Anything like
yeah,
that?
Fair question. You know, I'm trying to look for internships this summer to see if maybe something will spark an interest of mine. Recently, I've been thinking about nursing.
Mm.
So I'm trying to get an internship in maybe a hospital or a lab. And, you know, Boston's the place to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe after this summer, I'll have a better idea of where things are going
to
lead me.
Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of glad sometimes, like, it's nice to talk to people who, I feel like a lot of times people have, like, this, like, oh, I'm going to be, like, a doctor, I'm going to go to law school or stuff like that, but I kind of, like, find, like, peace just talking to people who are also just kind of figuring it out, because, like, the 20s, that time's just, like, you just messing around and trying to figure out what you're going to do in the world, so, yeah, good stuff. Orange Juice, Noah Kahan, right?
Yes.
Want to say anything about this song?
I recently heard Noah Kahan for the first time while I was working at summer camp this summer and became quickly obsessed. And I have a friend here at Tufts who is trying to get me to listen to more of his music, and I'm trying my best, but I am obsessed with this album.
All right. You heard it here. Orange Juice by Noah Kahan right now.
Honey, come over. The party's gone slower, and no one will tempt you. We know you got sober. There's orange juice in the kitchen, bought for the children. It's yours if you want it. We're just glad you could visit. Feels like I've been ready for you. let you go. And you said, back in '02, not one nick on your finger. You just asked me to hold you, but it made you a stranger and filled you with anger. Now I'm third in the lineup to your Lord and your Savior. Feels like you go. You said, you said, you said, my heart has changed, and my soul has changed, and my heart, and my heart. Are we all just pulling you down? You didn't put those bones in the ground. You didn't put those bones in the ground. Honey, come over. Party's gone slower, and no one will tempt you. We know you got sober. It's orange juice in the kitchen, bought for the children. It's yours if you want it. We're just glad you could visit.
Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life.
you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly.
That was How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You by the one and only James Taylor. What a great show that was. And thank you so much, Hannah, for coming on today. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad we could finally do it. And of course, you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this always brightened, just having guests on and doing this in the dead of winter, because apparently winter is back now. It always brightens up my weekend. Just a quick little plug, since I haven't done it in a little while, at Spec Radio on Instagram. Give that thing a follow when you get the chance, to whoever is out there listening right now. I'll be back next week with some more musical guests, Jeremy Grunat, and I think Jackson Dempsey also might be coming back on the show as well for a little guitar duo. But until then, I hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone is not too depressed with all the cold weather as much as I am. I know some people like winter. And as always, this is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much again, Hannah, for coming on. We're going to end with Where You Lead by Carole King. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
Your mom.
From just one